Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Pay attention to what's around you. Hey, God is your war, so this time you gotta value. Life is a knife, it'll stab you. Ooh, hey, really cook up back what you feel deep inside. Dealing with them traumas, you can't sleep at night. I swear, all I see is strangers polluting my air.
Favor what you love.
Favor what I love, cause I'm a king.
Hope you can see right. You got the power to move your means for your team. You got the green light. You done knocked down a few doors, throwing blows, cause you ain't scared of crows. How many deposits you gonna see before you nigga fall? On the road to them opposites. Nigga might just end up missing. Put off on my cousin, left a slain. Now he's gonna be some killings. Be around the blocks, ain't New York, but we gonna do some drillings. See Cal in that witch, I got my trigger fingers itching. Trying to feed another nigga, gonna be your kryptonite. Nigga fell off dipping in the set, now watch him grit the pipe. He ain't put his house before his habit, got a missing life. Being on this bitch, he insecure, cause it ain't sin right. No give a fight, you niggas can't be in and out. Making all them excuses for your face, got you running wild.
Big and Lazy Podcast.
We back again.
I'm Big. I got my homie with me.
As always, your boy Lazy, man.
And we got
Still Winning Mills, man. Checking in, man. What's cracking, y'all? Man.
It's been a long time coming for this, man.
Most definitely.
Before we get started, though, that song that y'all just heard, that heat y'all just heard, is from Forever Pay Rowley. It's called Favor What They Love.
Go check it out.
Check it out. Apple
Stream,
Music, Spotify.
Everywhere.
Spotify. Anywhere you get your music.
Man, we got one of the best chefs.
Yes, sir.
One of the best clothing line. All around hustler, man. You got
one of the best rappers.
He's a triple-double in life.
Going since high school.
Uh-huh.
He's been rapping since high. He been, yeah. I'm telling you, this nigga been, he was like 50 Cent to me. This nigga was, you know.
No,
nigga,
man. Hey, I'm humble about it, man. I appreciate y'all boys having me, man. You know, but you just got to have your hand in 2-3 different things. You know what I'm saying? Especially when being creative.
They
you know what I'm saying?
They say if you're trying to get rich, you have to.
You know?
You know, you got to have your hands in, about 6-7 different things,
plus,
man.
Plus, you know, like, it's supposed to say, you know, have 3 things that you always doing. Something to keep you, you know, physically happy. Something that's going to keep you mentally and spiritually happy. And something that's going to keep you financially happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, why not have your hand in 3 different things? Plus, we all still young. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, we can do 4, 5, 3 different, you know, 10 different things.
Sky's
you know?
The limit.
So, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. So.
Still winning, man. How you come up with that, man? Because it's like, it kind of makes you stay consistent too, in a way, like you can't fall off.
Real, most that well, see, but see, that's the thing. Like, still winning, it's not necessarily just about like always being a winner, or always winning, or you know, all you know, because it's about the losses too, you know. So I started this probably like 10, 12 years ago. I was down at WKU, man. You know, I was really just trying to put my money into something else. You know, than what we was doing. So it's like, you know, we started trying to throw a party, but I wanted a brand. I didn't just want just like a party promoting company, just a brand that I can kind of just grow. And it can go through, you know, so many different ways and different avenues. You feel me? So
that's dope.
I just wanted something that was going to stand for, you know, anything that you could go through or any avenue that you can hit them with, you know? So I just feel like Still Winning is just more so of, you know, just about not only the wins, but like the losses and what it takes to get them. Because you always, even when you lose, you feel me, you still win. You know, you just got to understand what it takes to get there and what you learn from and the game from it. You feel
it
me?
Ain't a loss. You got to look at it like it's not a loss. It's a lesson, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how I take it L on, like, how can I move different? What am I learning from that? Because you're going to take L's to the day you die. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing. You might take less L's because you're learning, but you're going to take L's.
As you should, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, like when you win, it's a win, but then you got to start. It's something totally different because it's like I was just telling you. It's like, what have you done for me now? And that's with anything that you do from, you know, my businesses that I run, from what y'all do. You know, like, you only as good as your last situation, as your last win, you know? So if you're still winning, like, even when you lose, what'd you learn from it? What you get from it? What did you gain from it? You know? So why ain't it a win?
So how'd you make the transition? Because I mean, you used to play football. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How'd you make the transition into, like, rap and, like, you know what I'm saying, really, like, making a way, providing, doing things you like to do? Because right, yeah, so, that's a bad motherfucker.
As far as, you know, like, I always did the music. That's just one of those creative things that just kind of always been my niche. But, mm-hmm. you know, you grow and you learn and you start to get older. And especially, like, I'm 32 now, so I tell a lot of people now, especially a lot of young dudes, like, take your 20s and do a lot of different things. You know what Definitely. I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't be tailored and tied to just one thing and figure, like, we just got to get it figured out. You know, right. like, take your 20s, try to do all kind of different things, because you never know. Like, God gives everybody a gift. And I try to preach this, but mm-hmm. your gift is something that you do the best with the least amount of effort. And mm-hmm. you might not even know it, but how can you know it if you trying to do this, but your gift is this? You see what right. I'm saying? So,
yeah, you can't put people in a box, man. Like, everybody.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. I'm one of them people, like, I done worked several different jobs. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now I run a business, and I ain't been working 4 years because I found my gift. Yeah. But what's crazy was when I was working those jobs, I understood that I had a gift. I just didn't know what it was. Like, people ask mm-hmm. me all the time, like, oh, well, cooking's your gift. Cooking's not my gift. I don't even like to cook. No. It's not. Here's the thing. Well, I take that back. Cooking is my gift, but it's not my passion.
Okay.
I'm passionate about a lot of different things, but just because you're passionate about something don't mean that God gave you a gift in that.
Right.
I'm passionate about music, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm gifted in it. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about how you work. Yeah, yeah. How you work it and what you're going to do with it. But I'm passionate about, you know, bringing people together, making people happy, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know,
I feel like
being a cause of that, you feel me?
I feel like you always been like that too, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, just think of all them times over Stu Brown's yeah. house. You know what I'm saying? It was always deep in camaraderie. No matter who's at my house or Stu's house, we outside. You know what I'm saying?
We outside, we friends, and we you said what?
You go back with Stuart like that?
Man, yeah,
I call him Man. I don't call it Stuart.
Nah, yeah, yeah. That's uh-huh. what I, and see, Man, that's what the closest people call him. People don't know that, but that's the thing. It's like, we was always together. You know, like I said, you know, all the homies, we just linked up last night, you know, just had dinner. Mm-hmm. Now, today, in today's time, chicks and people on social media, they'll call that sassy. Like, a bunch of niggas meeting up together, have dinner. But, you know, like, it's just about the camaraderie, and bringing people together. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we went to Capitol Grill, you know? And that's the thing. It's just, like, bringing people together, sitting at a table. You ain't got your phones out. Y'all just shooting the shit, talking about life,
cracking,
you know?
Cracking
jokes, you know? And honestly, that's what I do every day. Like, people think that I just, like, I own a catering company. People think I just cook and, like, you just sell food and all this. But what I do, I bring people together. People don't even understand. Think about it, bro. There's not nothing that you can do that doesn't involve food, from a wedding to a business dinner to a first date, sometimes to a last date. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's not even about, like, what you eating or the food. It's just about what brings people together. And like I said, like, even with my business, like, I done brought people together, like, off of food. Like, that made people cry when they come in and see the spread and see all of these people around. And that's really, like, you know, like I said, that's my gift. It's like really bringing people together just through what I do. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you change the world, when you can figure out how to make something better or make a situation better or affect somebody in a positive way that's going to be positive to them and everybody around them. You feel me? So you just got to find the beauty in anything that you do. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, you got to, bro. Especially if you're going to do it long term.
Yeah.
You know, you're going
to
do it as
and
a
brand. And that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to make you do it long term, when you continue to find the deeper meaning and behind just what you do. Like, y'all run a podcast, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, people can get in a camera and talk, but how are you, like, somebody might watch a video, y'all might affect somebody in a way y'all don't even know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's deeper than just what y'all even thought about. And that's why I say, like, it's your gift versus just, like, what you're passionate about. Because you could be passionate about something else, but God might have gave you a gift to do this that's going to affect somebody in a different way, and that's how you change the world. You feel me? So,
How do you feel about, like you being an entrepreneur? And I know sometimes I feel like you might be getting pulled in a whole bunch of different directions, and you're still trying to make time for your children, your woman, for yourself, your mental health.
Here's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, anytime that you are an entrepreneur trying to do something that's bigger than yourself, first of all, to be an entrepreneur, you need to figure out, It's not just about the money. Don't get me wrong. You go into business to make money, but it's not just about the money. It's how can I make somebody's life or situation better? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Once you figure out that, and once you let that consume you, you're going to have to sacrifice. And that's what a lot of people don't get. Like, I could go work a job. This ain't, you know, I've worked jobs before. This ain't no knock to nobody that works a job, but I work more hours doing what I do as an entrepreneur than I do working a job. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah. People don't see that, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's about the sacrifice. And what are you, some people, like, I might talk, sometimes I'll talk to my girl. Me and my girl, we go back and forth all the time sometimes about certain things. And it's like, I'm just willing to sacrifice certain things to have certain things and get a certain life and live a certain way. But it's about this. What are you willing to give up? And then it's all about the balance, too. So I just say it's a tie between sacrifice and balance, because sometimes I got to, you know, turn down certain things just because of this. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes I might have to take this on because this is what I want for this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just, you know, so I think it's just about the sacrifice and the balance and how you going to manage that, you know?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
So I'm going to ask you as like an entrepreneur, like far as, you know, music or food or whatever in my clothing land, like, are you, one of the problems I have with, like, is gatekeeping information.
Okay.
If anybody comes in my inbox or whatever, man, you got any pointers? This one chick came, you pointers, I'll pay you. No, I'm going to tell you, you know, you use this and this and that. I tell you, it's, you know, it's enough to eat for everybody. So how do you feel like when people like come to you like, man, could you give me a recipe? You know,
nah, I ain't gonna hold you. Don't get me wrong. People come to me, ask me about, let's just take the food for a second. They ask me for recipes. I'll give them the recipe. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Yeah,
it's gonna be something in there that I might leave out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
But you're gonna get the basis of it. But I just, as far as keeping information, people ask me all the time, what do you think about this? This is what I'm trying to do. It's enough money for everybody.
Right.
This is like, people don't understand. This is Louisville. This is a big city. You know, I got, I have people that, if I'm too busy, I'll be like, look, this is my five top people that I would, you know, you know, give to you. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, somebody asked me a question, what do you think about this? I'm going to give them the real. Because that's what, I mean, it's certain things that I wish I would have been able to talk to some people. And there's also some people who have turned me on to the certain things. So why not? You know what I'm saying?
Information is everything.
And that's the thing. It's like, I feel like I'm not the best or I'm not here, but I can give you information to where I'm in a good enough position and I believe in my craft to where you go do your thing. I can turn you up, tell you how to do it. Definitely. And it's not going to affect me because I already got my stuff. You know, so why wouldn't I?
The thing is, you're going to get you blessed for what you do for people. Yeah. You know, not necessarily like I know I'm going to get blessed for this, but I found out like I cut hair. If I'm busy and I'm booked, or if I'm not in town,
turn them on to another.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely calling my homie Jeff the barber, or you know, Mr. Miller up at the shop or something. Like, I'm not too proud to see somebody else happy or see somebody else get some money. But I really hate gatekeeping too, because it's always somebody that you feel like, damn, I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, all you gotta do is give me the basis of shit, and I can do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
now,
gatekeeping sucks, bro.
Here's what I will say as far as gatekeeping. Like, there's certain things that you just have to just like go do on your own. Like, I can't do everything for you.
Right?
You know,
you gotta have the work.
Exactly. Yeah. I can give you the basis. I can tell you this is what I think. You can ask me a question, but you're gonna do with this information what you want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if I've got, you know, my information, this is what I did, this is what I had to do, I expect you to do the same thing, you know, for you. And you can't keep asking me X, Y, and Z and then not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because now we just wasting time.
And you taking my flavor.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Even with, like, just not to stay on cooking, it's just like, even with cooking, if you give somebody the basis of a recipe, cooking is really putting what you feel into it.
Exactly.
You know, what
and that's
why
I say, I can give you a recipe with something, but it's just certain things, it's just going to come out like, to this day, these things my mom and my granny cooked, they gave me all their recipes, and it still ain't going to come out the same. You know what I'm saying? But you just can't do certain things a certain way that somebody does it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, as far as my information with gatekeeping, now, here's what I do have a problem with gatekeeping. It's like, when you steal an idea or you steal a whole situation, you know? So I might get that in the sense of, you know, like, I can't tell you this is what I did because you're going to turn around and do the same thing. But then it's like, why not? Because it's competition. You know what I'm saying? Like, I offer a lot of different services. And sometimes in the city, I've seen a lot of people start offering certain services and start doing things the way I've done it. But it's but at the same time, like, cool. Why? Like, I feel like why not be the one who started this shit? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's because a lot of people don't think like I think. Like, I cook. Yeah. People think, and I started off just selling $15, $10 boxes. Mm-hmm. But I got to a point where it's like, well, shit, I work out every week. Motherfuckers just trying to eat healthy and stuff. All right, let's do some meal preps.
Yeah.
No, so now we got a whole meal prep with meals. I do it for myself. Why not do it for other people? Now we got a meal prep with meals program. So now we selling $20 boxes, and some people's going to want meal preps. Mm-hmm. Man, I got my girlfriend here. I'm trying to do something special, something nice, something, you know, some player shit for. Mm-hmm. Let's do a private dinner. I'm posting that just on some, just this is what I'm doing for the night. People write me, oh, this is so romantic. This is so sweet. You get 20 inboxes like, yeah, you like, well, shit, I bet you people pay good money for this.
Yeah.
Boom, now we got the private date night. Then you got, I got a party of 10. Can you just come cook for us? Fuck it, why not? You know, I can do 10 boxes. Why can't I cook for 10 people in a catering? Boom, now you got caterings. Now you got private dinners. Now you got meal preps. Now you got boxes. Somebody's like, man, your food's so good. Come with me out of town with me. We'll fly you here or you can. We'll pay for you to come here and just cook for us. Cool. Now you got all of these different services that you offer all under one umbrella.
Yeah.
And then you start to post these things and you posting five different things all through the week. And now, you know, 2-3 years later, now you start seeing other chefs start offering these things that there wasn't offered for at first, which, you know, what's the problem with that? That's what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, we got real deal top chefs in the city that's on a worldwide platform. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So why not look and see what they're doing and talk to them, pick their brain, and you go be that dude? Why can't it be 2-3 different people that's doing the same thing? You know what I'm saying? On that level.
We've always been that type of people, though, because you see a Cricket, Metro, AT&T all on one street.
Now you see what Family Dollar.
Family Dollar next to building. Dollar General.
Like, right. Hold on. Right next to a Thorns. That's next to a Speed. You know what I'm saying?
And
on,
a BP.
Man.
You know what I'm
saying?
Come
on. And that, not only McDonald's that.
McDonald's
like,
and rallies.
Man, and now you adding value to your city that's going to turn your city up. And why don't you be the person behind that?
Yeah.
That's just how I look at, like, gatekeeping. And, you know, like, I'm not one. And I don't know if it's just a female thing, but I'm just one of them people. Like, man, everybody can get it, man.
Yeah.
You just make sure you getting yours. You feel me?
You got to. And it really don't matter what everybody else is doing. Like, you got to put your own sauce on to anything you're doing.
Exactly.
And that's your own little flurry. Little
man, and that's the thing. Like, y'all got this podcast. You know what I'm saying? The Breakfast Club got a podcast. Yeah. Gilly Wallow got a podcast. Lil Shannon Sharp got a podcast.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to ask something different. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, like, what's the problem with that?
None at all.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little chick. I don't know her personally, but she was on Facebook, and she's always talking about a trucking business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's always talking about a trucking business. So I was in it trying to get in for a while. So I'm, you know, I thought it was kind of cool. I'm like, hey, could you give me some pointers? Yada yada. Oh no, we didn't. I'm gonna have to pay and this and that. I'm gonna need this. I'm like, cool. So fast forward, you in my inbox asking about how to get a podcast started. I'm not even patty ass nigga. You here you go, here, whoop. You can holler my cameraman, the best hit something B. The best producer in the motherfucking world, man.
Yes, real talk.
Yeah,
real
so
talk.
I ain't like it.
Yeah, would.
But on some comedy stuff, you say you do couple dinners, right? Have you ever had a catered like a toxic couple? Like, they got the scrapping in there? Like, let me see your phone. You didn't get it all. You know what I mean?
Man. Listen, I've never had it because when I'm doing a couple dinners, they either in a good space or the dude is trying to clean up some shit. Now, I done had situations where I done catered a dinner because I post all my stuff because it's promotion. You know what I'm saying? Why would I do anything that's amazing and not post it? I done had dudes call me when you leave, man, don't post that, man. I'm a one bitch gonna do this for you. You know what I'm saying? Man. So I done had them kind of situations, man. But you know,
probably
like,
some of your best work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Which,
don't get his face in there.
And honestly, like now, and it's like, you ain't even got to tell me that because I'm just posting the work. Versus like, what, you know, now sometimes I like to promote and show, you know, who's involved.
Love.
You know, black love. And like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this is deeper than me. It's deeper than my social media because I'm promoting black love to the community.
Right.
I'm promoting my business to the community, and as far as what they doing and what they celebrating, we bringing people together. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing people to the table. So it's deeper than that. But at mm-hmm. the same time, you got to respect what people want and, you right. know, what they got going on. But I've never had nothing too crazy like that. But I also really, I try to stay professional when I do run my business. You know what I'm saying? So
I got one more question for you. So you seen that meme, the death race pointed at us. The Martians is going to take out the world. Okay. And we need one dish from Chef Mills to save, you know, mm-hmm. what's your go-to dish?
Man, hey, we going to do the dish that started my business, mm-hmm. a Cajun chicken pasta, you know? And I'm going to say right there, I've got the best in the world.
Ooh.
And anybody that wants to try me, we can do it. It's going to cost you $1,500. Yeah. And I've told a couple of these chefs that try to call me out on some chef shit, like, you want to battle? Because I've won Super Chef Show, and, you know, it was a $5,000 prize. So
I lost money on that.
On what?
I bet on it? Yeah, me, I bet a KG. Yeah. Yeah. I bet a Damo.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know? Nothing personal. Mm-hmm. I'm just sorry that you had to endure that, my brother. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I'm just really I'm that confident to where I stand behind my work. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, I'm at a point now to where if I've got paid to complete, I don't even mean to sound on no cocky shit or nothing, but if I've got paid to compete, why would I go do it for free?
Not at all.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to say this now. Anybody that wants to, you know, compete with me on, like, that's my dish and that's what I'm coming with and I stand by it, but I'm just that confident in my shit. You know what I'm saying? And I've perfected it and I've mastered it. So with that being said, like, I'm not going to do it for free. I'm not going to compete for free if I can already go get paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're good at anything, why would you keep going to go do it for free?
No, sir.
If you're good at something and you're getting paid for it, quit doing it for free. Go get paid for it.
Didn't you and Chef Damo have like a versus during COVID?
That was it. Shout out to Chef Damo, man. He came and he came hard. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like I said, I just, you know, and we didn't even, here's what's crazy. They didn't even have us cook no shit like that. They just gave us some random shit to cook. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm just one of them people, you know, like, as far as, like, chefs calling you out saying, I got the best this, the best that. Because honestly, like I said, we in Louisville. We all dealing with a lot of the same people. We selling to a lot of the same people. Some people going to be like, nah, his shit was nasty.
Yeah.
Some people tell me, y'all, them might tell y'all, nah, Mills' shit was nasty.
Yeah. That's just the city, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? The city's too small. Like, everybody know, like, if you rap, somebody knows somebody else to rap. So it's like, oh, you rap? My nigga's better. I don't give a fuck what you coming with.
And that's cool. Because that's opinion. But opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. But so at the end of the day,
dropping that
how confident are you in what you do?
Yeah.
And I'm 15. Listen, you want to do anything? It's $1,500. We can get some official people, real people.
Yeah.
And let's make it a thing. You feel me? And that's going to bring recognition to you, to your brand, because I'm going to bring all of my platform. I'm going to promote the shit.
And it's going to show who's serious.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Really how serious are you about it? You know, so... Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. The Cajun chicken pasta, I got the best in the city. So
pressure.
That's just what it is. You feel me? I'm gonna bring y'all some food. I'm gonna bring some of that up here for y'all. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
Any of these chefs, Mondays.
Any of these five star rush, whatever you want to do.
Hitting them for real.
I know some real deal, and I'm not talking about no regular people that just like to eat. I'm talking about some real chefs. You feel me? And I'm tapped in with some real deal worldwide chefs.
Yeah,
$1,500. Let's do it.
Yeah, like, you gotta show that you serious when you're getting down with anything that somebody's serious about. Because once, like you said, to some people it might sound cocky, but to somebody that's serious, they're gonna be like,
I can cook, I got some money. You see what I'm saying? Somebody else came up here talking about I got the best pasta, and I'm like, well, $1,500 says otherwise. And I'm like, let's make it a thing. And not only just putting up the money, like, let's make it a thing, like, get the city involved. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring some recognition to our brands. Let's come on the Big and Lazy podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's hit a B9. Like, let's bring some recognition to our brand. Fuck the $1,500. This is going to do, us doing this is going to do more for your business and what you got going on than that little $1,500 that you just lost to me.
Thanks.
See what I'm saying?
We usually ask if we could collab with any artist. Mm-hmm. We could still ask that, but like, if you could work with any chef in the world, who would it be? Like, if you could, is that a thing?
That's hard, though. That's a hard question.
Of course, Gordon Ramsay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't necessarily worked, but he judged my homie Big Mo, Chef Jerron. He won one of the seasons of Master Chef. Shout out to
Sizzle's brother?
Yeah. I call him Big Mo. Everybody knows him, Chef Jerron. You know, I love to work with him. Gordon Ramsay, of course. You know, I'd love to be on the Beat Bobby Flay show. You know,
Is Guy Fieri, is he a chef?
you know what's crazy? He's not a chef, but he's just a food guru.
Critic, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I love to do with him. Like I said, all of these people, people from the city have dealt with these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this Food Network's contract's going to come soon, man. I had something set up last summer, but things fell through for, you know, some other reasons we ain't got to talk about. But, you know, like, it's going to come soon, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, on the big platform of, you know, Food Network. So, like, so we got that coming soon.
Hold on. What about us? You go ahead.
Do you still get your sauce in Frank's? That's major right there.
Yeah. So I had it in Frank's for about 3 years. They haven't got a new batch just for some FDA purposes, you know, specifically. But I do still offer it and I do still sell it. So, you know, they can hit up the meal sauce, man. It goes great on seafood, vegetables, any kind of, you know, meat, you know. So shout out to meal sauce, man. And shout out to Frank's for even giving me the opportunity, man. I'm forever grateful for them.
Yeah, shout out Frank's, man. Mm-hmm. What about a restaurant, bro? Like, your style of even how you talk about the food and stuff like that is just intriguing. I feel like you could easily still win in the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be cuisine. It ain't like pulling up to the...
You know what's crazy?
What's that place? The Incredible?
The Super Chefs?
Nah, the little pink store that used to... place that used to be Rallies.
Oh, the Incredible Hams.
Yeah,
good. You feel me? But right they burgers and fries. Right. You can't.
I haven't
like,
been there yet. I always said I'm, you know, because I grew up right around the corner from there, so I always said I'm a swing over there.
It's pressure,
and grab some.
It's pressure,
good.
But it's.
I never had.
But my only thing is, it's burgers and fries. Mm. You feel me? That's what the hood has to offer, because that's the hood. But
yeah, that's the thing with restaurants. You can't be in there trying to sell no $45 plates.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, even if they are good, you know.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. But see, the restaurant game for me, I don't necessarily want a restaurant just because I don't want to deal with the overhead. And I can make the same kind of money and do the same kind of situations by offering the private chef and the catering services.
Right.
And like I said, I mean, I don't care what nobody says. We all entrepreneurs. And like I said, this is all deeper than just us in the business and making money. But I don't care what you say. You go into business to make money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as far as like a restaurant goes, I'm just more focused on the private chef aspect of it. And I feel like it offers exclusivity.
Right.
To,
and it's,
you
personal.
Know, you know, it's personal, it's exclusive, and I can offer something different than just like having just a restaurant dealing with the overhead. It's a lot of things that come with a restaurant that I just don't want to deal with. And I'm not saying never, ever, but as of right now and where I'm focused on and where my career is going, I would just rather just focus on having all of the five different aspects under one umbrella than having a restaurant, because that will take away from those, you know?
Right.
So if I have a restaurant, I might not be able to go cater a wedding for 500 people or go cater for Tark for 700, you know, because I got to run this restaurant.
Or, I remember you did that.
Yeah, you know, and that was something major. So it's like I'd rather offer those services, especially when you're thinking of dealing with a private chef. Because what I do is, all honestly, bigger in a lot of cities. Louisville's not really hip to a lot of things that I do.
They'd be surprised. When they see,
you know what I'm
like
saying?
That.
But what I do is bigger, like in L.A., Houston, you know, those New York, those bigger cities, to where you have not only the city being bigger, but you have different people in there that have a demand for the, you know, what I offer. So, you know, the restaurant thing is not nothing I necessarily want to do, which is why I also like to offer and keep, like, the pop-up shop, so the $25 plates or, you know, something like that, you know, so.
Keep it personal.
You in Arizona for, like, a bachelor party or something?
Man, I've been all kind of places, man. I flew to Hawaii. No, we went to Miami for the bachelor party you thinking about. But, that's the traveling self-service. The traveling chef service where people and I tell people, like, it's not even about paying a whole bunch of money, but think about, y'all been to bachelor parties, y'all been out of town with y'all boys. Y'all got, if it's a group of y'all gotta call, get reservations, try to go somewhere,
man.
For
make
the food
sure
to
book
maybe
meals,
or, you know what I'm saying? Why not have a private chef? Y'all already gonna rent the Airbnb, y'all already gonna have all of this stuff. Have a private chef, you know,
ain't gotta
worry about it. Y'all still get dressed up, come in, boom, y'all got a plate, and I promise you it's gonna be fire. Then have the restaurants that's gonna be even in the town that you don't know about.
Say,
you see
keep,
what I'm saying?
Let's keep it real.
Can we get a discount code for Big and Ladies, like a 5% off or something?
Man, you know what, man? They say Big and Lazy, man. We gonna figure something out, man. You tell them, say Big and Lazy, man. I'll throw something on for them, man. You feel me?
We gonna
make it make sense.
Definitely, but that's half of the trip.
For
though,
the
for
private
real?
Chef service only, all right? We gonna say that. Y'all fly me across the country, y'all say y'all heard this on Big and Lazy, we gonna figure it out, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, so tap in.
Yeah.
But that's half of your trip. Every time you're going somewhere, it's
not
like,
only
where we
that,
gonna eat, where we gonna stay.
You see what I'm saying?
Eat,
what we gonna eat? Because you have to eat, and that's what I tell people. Like, you're gonna do anything that you do is gonna involve food, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you do, so
That's a great.
Why
analogy,
not have
bro.
The best of the best? Plus, not only that, like people post they like this is the era of everybody posting everything. Mm-hmm. They're gonna post their food, so why wouldn't you want to post it to be something fly? Especially exactly. if you out of town enjoying or celebrating something.
Right.
It needs to be the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? So. And that offers something good for me to where, like, I'm blessed to be able to travel and right. see things and meet new people and go around and network. You know what I'm saying? So that does a lot of good things for me as well.
Do you follow Keith Lee?
Keith Lee. I'm not familiar with Keith
the guy to be
ready. Okay, yeah. Matter of fact, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. He's more of a food critic, though.
Yeah, so yeah.
He's a critic. I follow a lot more, like, caterers and private chefs. Not really a lot of food critics.
Uh-huh.
For, mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. I don't really even have a reason why I do or don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he has a following, and people talk about him for just what he does. Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Yeah. So, he just got sick out in the California.
I was just
going
to say, I heard he got sick.
Yeah, he's in the hospital. Something about broke him out or something. He swallowed like
eating
a,
something.
Yeah, he eating everything. Something.
Because he was on like a tour out in the. Wow. And he said, don't go to the Bay, man. He said, I got sick.
Don't go.
Restaurants.
See, I go to the Bay damn near once a month. You know, uh-huh. I've ate at a lot of fly spots out there. I don't. Mm-hmm. I wonder where he ate at, but, you know. I would hate that, but I hope whoever had it, they got the insurance to cover them. You know what I'm saying? So that's another part.
Soon.
That's another part that comes with this business too. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Like everybody's not gonna like your food, bro. Yeah. Everybody's not gonna like
what
you do. You know what I'm saying? Like you gonna like something, you gonna like something. Mm-hmm. I might offer him something that he says tastes good, or he's you know what I'm saying. So it's just what comes.
In my own critic way, if I taste something that's it's good. It might not be, like you said, it might not be the best of what I think, mm-hmm. but if it's decent enough for me to be like, let me try this next time.
Right,
or
exactly,
let me try that.
Yeah.
That's how you reel me in too, but not to really jump subjects, but it's just been heavy on my mind all day. And I think this is like the perfect, you're the perfect person to ask, even Big too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think the difference is between now and back then with friendships? Because all of us up here still hang with people we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say that the new friends that I've met has been some people that I probably been through something with. Barber school, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. But I know you still hang with your childhood right, homies exactly. like me, you know.
So, first, I joined the fraternity when I was in college, the Omega Psi Phi.
Mm-hmm.
The motto of our fraternity is friendship is essential to the soul. And I didn't really understand that. I've been living by that motto all my life because I got the same friends. But I feel like nowadays, like... everybody's had people that they can be like seen or been around for however long. Whether y'all still friends, I think it's just how you deal with them and what comes with them. But I've been blessed, and this ain't nothing that you can control. Nobody can control. I've just been blessed to be around the same group of guys to where we also have the same like ideals and interests, and we hold each other accountable for certain things, and we also grew with each other. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't grow with each other. And here's what the problem is with friendships. A lot of people can't really understand that your time with this person is just your time with this person and understand when that time has ended, because you're going to be fucking with somebody, whether it's a relationship or a friend, and they can be holding you back to where you giving more to the friendship, or even if you're not necessarily giving more to the friendship, they not mentally growing with you.
Right.
And if you, there's a post that says, the five people that you talk to on the daily is the person you're going to be like. So if I'm talking to five millionaires on the daily, what you think is going to happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to five people that's poor and homeless on the daily, what you think is going to happen to me?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you have to be careful with what you put into your mind. And if the friends or the people that you call friends ain't elevating you in a certain way, then you need to understand when their time is cut. Or you don't even have to cut them. You just have to deal with people differently.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, I've just been blessed to not only grow with people, but I feel like if I'm talking to five people on a daily and they getting $1 million and I'm not getting $1 million, I'm a cancer to this group because I'm not on with y'all on. So, but if I'm talking to y'all and I'm getting these ideas and I'm brainstorming with y'all and I'm trying to figure out what I need to do for myself, that's going to continue to keep me where I need to go, to where I'm going to get my million eventually.
Definitely.
You see what I'm saying? So I just think, with friendships, people don't really understand when to let certain things go or how to deal with people and on what level that you need to be dealing with them on.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I used to be like it. It used to be hard for me to see what am I, because you know I'm married.
Yeah.
I've been with the same woman for a long time, so it's hard to kind of deal with.
Now here's another thing. You know, and see, I like you say, like you marry. So like with that, Like, especially with men, bro. Like, some men's married, some men's not. Right. You got to understand how far to go with, like, your single friends and how far to go with your married friends. Like, I'm not married, but I got a girl, but, and I have, I got probably just as many single friends as I got married friends, but I can only fuck with my single friends at certain times and do certain things. You know what I'm saying? Versus when I got my girl, I'm going to go be with my married friends and do certain things at certain times and certain things. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like with the
good
with
balance.
The, it's just about the balance and the sacrificing, you know, but as long as it makes sense to you and your situation, and you elevating in whatever that you want to do, you need first you need to understand where you want to go in life. Because other than that, you're just going to be dealing with all kind of different people. But if you understand where you're going in life and you have a vision for that, then the right people that's going to be around you or not be around you, that's just going to come.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
I think we all had got them friends that we it was hard to like not deal with. They weren't elevating with you like you said, like,
bro. And I'm still dealing with it, like to this day, still dealing with certain situations and certain people that's in my life where it's like, all right, are you adding to my life, adding value to my life, or are you not? You know, and you can still, you know, sometimes I done had to say I love you, but fuck you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand that.
And that's just, you know, certain situations that you're going to have to deal with, but you got to see that. Can't nobody else see it for you.
Thanks.
Like I said, I tell, you know, people all the time and even my girl, like, shit, you X, Y, Z, you here, you need to be dealing with people that's on your level. Thanks. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you trying to be a boss, why you dating other people that's workers? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
I feel you 100%.
You know, because
too.
If you keep talking to them and dealing with them and letting them put certain things in your mind, Where's it going to have you? Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
And not only that, it's like if you constantly elevating and say you got somebody, a friend, a woman, or anything that you don't mind building up, like, come on, let's expand our mind, let's expand business, let's whoop-de-whoop. But they don't have the work ethic for it. Like,
and see, that's
a terrible thing to have right there.
That's another thing. Like, if you in a certain position and people, like, can see that and admire that, then why not? Like, try to build somebody from that and then talk to them, handle them. But like you said, you can only do so much for people. You can literally only do so much.
Faith without work is dead.
It's dead. And it's not gonna mean nothing because I can't do it for you.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I can want it for you. I can give you all the information, all the resources, everything that I do. Or fuck what I'm doing. Well, as far as what you're doing, I can tell you this is what I think from my experience, what I think, what you should do. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to do it or you're not going to try to build from that or even take my advice, what are we talking? We wasting time, and we cannot waste time because we can't get that back, man.
Like,
you know?
I look at my kids like, y'all the only ones that I waste some time with. It's through the day, I be like, man, I ain't got time for that shit.
Most definitely.
I ain't got time for that shit.
We
got
to understand, like, you know, like, people's not going to really always understand, like, even with kids. Like, I might have kids, so it's certain things that I'm going to have to deal with and see and live a certain way, but if you don't have kids, you're not going to be able to empathize with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell you, this is what I'm doing, or this is why, or try to, you know, vent to you, but you can never empathize with me because you haven't been through it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So,
just to switch subjects a little bit here. Baby mama rangers, man. You be making that post, and you'll say a little something, and come on, baby mama rangers, tap in, and they... Like mighty, you know what I mean?
Man, they come, don't they?
They do.
They come, don't they?
Yes, sir.
And that's the thing, man. So her, the baby mama range, it's not even
where
nothing
that
negative.
Start at?
Man, honestly, I did a song, man, and I was just talking so much shit at the end of the song, and I just said, I don't even know where it came from, and everybody just thought it was, like, the funniest shit. So it's like, fuck it, we just gonna run with it, but it's really a thing. The baby mama rangers is just those group of females who have children that come and talk they shit, and they all huddle up together, and they just come for a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Or come for a situation that I'm speaking on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So... why not go ahead and invite them when you speaking on certain
birds
things,
of a
you know?
Feather, man.
Yeah.
You know, they flock together, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they definitely come, man. I didn't kind of calm down a lot. I used to start to pop up on Facebook a lot, but I didn't kind of calm down.
They amazing. And they amazing. Shout out to all the BM Rangers out there, man. Y'all amazing people, and I love you, baby. I love you. You know, but it's just certain things of how I look at as a man. And but it's like, and I don't even all the way understand, or y'all not supposed to understand how I think as a man because I'm a man.
Yeah. Right.
And if you a woman, you gonna think and look at things a certain way as a woman. I'm not supposed to understand and get that.
Facts,
but
though.
You know, I got an old fashioned mindset and how I look and how I view things, and it's just certain things that I just can't tolerate, especially in this new age. You know what
like
I'm saying?
Like what?
So, like, let's just take the post that I just called all the baby mama rangers to. It was a post. What the post say, bro? It said, Okay, so I know a woman made the post because it said, a man with his own house is just a blessing. And I'm like, huh. Here's my thing. It's like, oh, first is what I want to say before I get called out. I am a humble person. I appreciate everything that I have, and I've been through some things where I haven't had. So I just feel like I'm 32 years old. As a 32-year-old man, you should have your own shit.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily like nothing out of the ordinary. But it's been brought to my knowledge that a lot of grown men don't have their own stuff. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with not having your own stuff. Okay? Because niggas go through shit. You know, hard times, you feel me? It's going to get better. You know what I'm saying? Everybody done been through it. But if I don't got my own shit, I'm not out here dating. I'm not out here trying to meet women. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm focused on other things.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just asking. All I asked the baby mama Rangers was, why is this like a blessing or a thing? And they was just coming for me talking about men don't have their own stuff. It's more men who don't. But I will tell her, I know a lot of men.
Yeah.
I know more men who have their own shit than don't. You know what I'm saying? So,
because it's weird. I mean, it's not, I'm going to say it's weird. It's like, okay, you got people that live, you know what I'm saying, how they live, because it's just the way they live. You know, if somebody don't have their own place, they helping out moms.
Yeah, you know,
and, you know what I'm saying? But really contributing to the community and life. You feel me? They're just not taking, taking, taking. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'm not knocking nobody for.
But that's, ain't that weird, though? I feel you, though, 100%.
I'm not knocking nobody for not having their own things, because niggas go through shit. But if you going through some shit and you trying to get on your feet, like, that's where your focus need to be. Getting on your feet and going through, getting through what you go through. But we got to stop celebrating like things that's supposed to just happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man and I'm supposed to have my own shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I say it's weird for them to even be like, dang, like a lot of men don't have their own. But then again, this is what I tell my sister and my nieces and my little cousins that's dating. Like, you have to, if you're going to be dating, you have to be dating for something. Not, you know what I'm saying? Some people just get into stuff and see where it go.
Right,
like,
right.
You gotta have more morals as a young woman.
Or what because, you want out of?
Because they hold the power. Mm-hmm. We are men. We, you know what I'm saying? We contribute to life, you know what I'm saying, how we do, but the most powerful thing is a powerful woman.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The most powerful thing to me, if I'm hollering at a woman, you feel me, and she got morals. I want her more than I want the one. That's easy, you feel me? It's different.
You can't do nothing without no woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, they make the world go around. Just like you said, the most powerful being in the world is a woman.
Yeah.
You
and once they saying? And once a lot of, I ain't gonna say women, period, but a lot of the younger women, the young girls coming up, once they just know they worth, that's why I say the times is different, because back then, we were empowering each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We were still messed up back in, you know, our granddaddies, our great-granddaddies. But it was still about empowering each other, because that's what we did as a people. Rap, from music to, it was about empowering. Now it's about, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying it like I don't fuck with today's time. I'll be living in it. Like you said, I'm 32, too. Right, exactly. We came up in the time that was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like, damn, like, when are we going to start teaching our young people, period, morals and
honestly,
life,
bro,
you know what I'm saying?
And honestly, bro, like, that's where it starts, bro. Like I said, I got a son, bro, so why would I tell my son that, hey, it's, like, just, like, the best thing for you to have your own shit when that's really just, like, a thing you're supposed to have?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not, like I said, like, it was chicks on there getting mad at me because it was like, well, you bragging. It sounds like you just trying to brag. And it's like, how am I bragging about something like just like a life necessity?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's like me saying, like, I got a car. Like, it's a blessing. I get it in the sense of it's a blessing just to be able to have things. Yes, I agree. But to make it like a bragging thing, it's just, it just didn't make sense to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what my pops used to say?
What's that?
You don't get rewarded for shit you supposed to do.
That's all that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You supposed to have your own shit. You supposed to have a place and a bed. That's all I'm saying. Like, why is this like a thing? And then my problem is because I'm asking women, like, okay, so what does this say about you and who you dealing with?
Right. Exactly. Women are lack accountability. They'll blame.
Watch out, doctor.
Man, they spend some shit so quick, man.
And that's the problem. Man. Like, hold yourself accountable, because you're going to hold me accountable as a man.
Yeah.
Why can't I hold you accountable?
The earth is
going
to hold
us
accountable.
And I'm going to hold you accountable for what you used to.
Yeah.
And I don't even judge a woman off what she used, you know, what she's used to. But at the same time, you think it's certain women out here that's like, oh, well, he has his own stuff. That's just a great thing. No, he's supposed, some women should only deal with men who got their own shit. What are we talking about?
Facts, though.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. Because me, as a man, and I don't want to like saying I'm comparing myself to a woman, but as if I meet a woman, she's like, well, I don't have my own this or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this probably is only going to go so far.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you just not.
And it's the type of type of person you are, period, though.
You're not on the same level or headed in the same direction that I think for, you know, and that's okay. You know, like I said, people go through shit, get on your shit, get your shit together. But I don't know. When I was going through my shit, I'm not trying to meet no woman, and I'm not out here dating because
if my pockets ain't right,
you feel me?
Vagina's the last thing on my mind, man.
What's crazy is a lot of people, I'm not going to just say men or women, that they everyday thing is to date and to find the next sex, they next, you know what I'm saying, nut, they next.
I call them freaky bums.
When is the
freaky bums?
You feel me? When is the next day party? Like, God damn, I know you just said yesterday on Facebook. And that's another thing I hate on social media, when people tell their business and then get on there like the next day.
Y'all in like, my business.
I'm in Kohl's tonight. Fuck it. You just told us you got evicted.
Or when people tell Facebook they horny.
Yeah, like.
Hey, that's about monkey. We too old for that
what
shit.
What are we talking about? Are you telling Facebook you horny?
The number one addictive drug today is attention.
Attention.
You know? Attention to have you out. I know niggas that didn't have they family and at home, wife, kids, and they let it all go for some attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like my OGs, my pops and uncles, they worked to the bone, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. To have what they had, and they made it look easy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of people today just, and they didn't do it for recognition. Mm-hmm. Like I said, my
because
little brother.
That's just what you're supposed to do.
Facts. Bro. My little brother came in one day, like, I got straight A's. You know, I was never the one to make straight A's. Y'all went to Mill. I was at Western. You know what I'm saying? So I was always into something, but you feel me? Had a good heart.
Right.
But my little brother was a genius. He come in the house like, let me see your report card. I got straight A's. He went straight downstairs and said, hey, man, I got straight A's. Can I get them Jordan Saturday? He said, hell no. You don't get rewarded for shit you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make good grades. You're supposed to be a good citizen, contribute to your motherfucking self.
Now, come on, Tajay. You know, straight A's, that's a different level. But not A's and B's. You could have got the niggas some Jordan.
Listen, my little brother said on Christmas, he said this exact same thing. He said, I would have been cool with every 2 months or once a month. Because, you know, we had good parents, you feel me? But it helped me in a way, in a sense of, like, ain't nobody going to give you shit. Because once you graduate high school and shit, you go to work every day, and you still, ain't nobody going to, you have to keep doing that.
Exactly. and that's another thing. Like you said, ain't nobody going to give you nothing.
Hell
no. And that's, maybe, I don't know, maybe I just got a different mindset of how I look at things. So, like, when it comes to that post, it's like, you know, like, this is just what I'm supposed to have because... But then, as I'm going around reading the comments, it's like a lot of dudes might be living chick to chick or house to house, or you know what I'm saying? It's, I just don't get, like, as a man, how do you not have nothing for yourself, especially as a man with children?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I got a child, bro. He comes to my house.
Yeah.
Like, he has his own, he comes in, he has a room, he has his own stuff, his own space, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Hell yeah.
And when do we get to, as a society, as having a man just living woman to woman? I just don't get that, and I can't respect that and get down with that. Yeah, now, like I said,
especially
I get
you got kids and shit.
Exactly, man.
You're supposed to be having some shit structured, man.
Why would you? And then say you die, what you going to leave to your kids?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you have kids and you don't got nothing to give them?
Yeah.
You know, which, like I said, that's another conversation.
Hey, I don't donate
it's supposed to
life
insurance. Mature you, man.
Them GoFundMes, it got to be some sad, sad story. Because I pay my life insurance, my $8, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I pay my, I got just, two, like, you know, you get a job or something, bro. Like,
it's,
I don't.
And it's especially in, like I said, the social media era where, you know, people's priorities just be fucked up, you know? And
I don't see how they just, live, you know, like that, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a serious question, though, especially if you don't mind me asking.
Man, come on.
How did. I remember you when you lost your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Right. Yeah,
I remember you
loving
stories like the next day.
I ain't gonna hold you. See, and that's what's crazy. You was there with me that night that it happened. I had to leave that morning. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, well,
I just wanted to ask you, like, how much of, because we know he was a good dude. So how much of, like, losing him young helped you as a man from that little time that we have with our parents? You know what I'm saying? We still on borrowed time. Everybody is. But that time that you had your dad, from the time that you didn't, how did that make you the man you are today?
You know, it's like a back and forth thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you 12, 13 years old, I tell my baby mama this too, to this day. I tell her this. Like, as a child, like, that's the mama's time. You know, don't get me wrong, your dad's always needed, but as a baby, that's the mama's time. When you get into that 13, 12-year-old mm-hmm. range, getting, you know, that's when the boy needs his father the most.
Yeah.
Because, and I've had to argue this with women on social media, and I stand on this to this day. It was raised by a single mother because of the situation. Mm-hmm. Can't no damn woman teach no boy how to be no man. Yeah. I don't care how good of a woman she is. I don't care what she went through, how hard she is. Can't no woman teach no boy how to be no man.
Yeah.
So at 13 years old, 12, 13 years old, when I got certain questions about certain things, or I need to see certain things, mm-hmm. or I need to experience certain things, or have this kind of representation in my life, I can go ask my mama. She can do the best she can. Yeah. She can go ask somebody else. But what the fuck can she tell me?
That's fact.
You see what I'm saying? So I had to figure out a lot of things on myself, and I feel like it might fuck me up to this day mm-hmm. to how I look at things and how I view certain things, because I wasn't raised in that light, or I didn't have that representation, or I wasn't able to ask them certain kind of questions or see these certain kind of things from a man. But that's another thing. Like, every boy is going to emulate a man. Yeah. What kind of man is going to be what's around him? But every boy that's running around out here, he's going to emulate some kind of man. And it might be this kind of man. It might be a bum-ass man. It might be a gay man. It might be a spiritual man. It might be a soft man. You know, mm-hmm. but he's going to emulate some kind. He's got to, because that's just in our nature. I don't have nothing to do with
that.
You know
what I'm saying? Intrigued by. That's why we loved music so much coming up, because it was like, dang.
And what's crazy, like stuff like that. Like, it wasn't nobody to be able to tell me, like, this is right,
man,
this is wrong.
That shit ain't real, man.
That ain't real. This is real. This is how you need to look at this. This is why this makes sense. This is why you do this, or why you look at things this way. And, you know, like, so it's just so much that I just had to really kind of learn on my own and understand and figure out by myself. Like even to this day, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, it hindered me, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, you're going to barbecue a meal, dude, you feel me?
Right.
So, you know, it's on you.
Growing up as a youngin', like, I always thought, like you say, when you say stuff ain't real and stuff, I thought going to jail was a part of being a man. Like, I thought, like,
damn.
You know, the only one that thought that, though.
I'm serious. Real I thought talk. That was, like,
that
something shit. I got to do. Like, I got to, you know.
That's not my first time hearing that.
Real talk, wow. I just thought that was part of, you know, shit. Everybody, me, I remember this day. It was me, my buddy. It was about like 13, 14. We was at Taco Bell, and we were just talking casually, like, yeah, when I go to jail, I'm going to do this. Serious business. And OG came out the cut. He said, man, y'all, it ain't no place for y'all. You know, just gave us some game. Like, but for the longest, I thought, you know, that was part of, you know. But, like, you know,
and
I got older.
That's why. But, you know, because did you have a father?
No, your father. No.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, for whatever reason, whatever you seen, whatever came your way, that's what you thought took to be a man. You know? And there's certain things that I had to see, and what I thought took being a man, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know. Fact. I've picked up, and I still got bad habits to this day for, you know, a lot of different reasons. You know what I'm saying?
We all do.
Them kill boys, I bet 85% of those come single mama homes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to tell you this. Now it's like, I know kids that have both parents, and it's just like, the world, I'm not even going to say now. I feel like it's always been people that just choose their own way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just lost a homie, and I feel like our whole life he's been, like, I wasn't shocked when his mama told me he passed, because he's just been in so much stuff his whole life. You feel me? But the peace behind it all, I'm like, man, I know he's at peace now. But nowadays, it's like social media raising the kids. TV raising the kids. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the homies is doing outside.
Okay, here's my problem.
That's what's raising the kids.
Here's my problem. Okay, yeah you're going.
Because even the daddies is like, I can't control them.
But check us out, though. Check us out. No. So I don't say what you just said. The daddies are saying what?
I can't control them neither.
And that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I'd be goddamn if my son comes in my goddamn house and starts telling me some shit that he did or wasn't going to do. Nigga, you live in my house. And that's the problem, bro. Mm-hmm. These soft-ass parents and soft-ass niggas is raising soft-ass kids.
Let me tell you this.
You see what I'm saying?
I got a story. I ain't going to say their names. I know somebody. You know, a certain kid was acting up on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bus driver comes to the person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I relay the message, hey, you know, daughter's getting out of hand, you know, respect authority, she's acting up on the bus. And they chewed me out.
Right. Why? And tell me why. What did they say to you?
My kid's going to have a voice, and I ain't got
hell no.
I ain't got a single mother.
I ain't going to lie. I didn't have no voice in the house.
You don't have no fucking voice, bro. What you mean a voice for what?
Right.
We never even got
the only voice you have in the house is yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
That's it.
Come on, bro.
Ain't no why. Ain't no my kids right. be like, well, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just want to know why. I don't give a fuck why you want to know.
But see,
why?
Like I argue with people on this. They say, like, you know, like about disciplining kids. And, yeah. You know, like kids should be able to, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Maybe I'm just an old school, old fashioned dude, but yeah. it works. You know it what I'm do. Saying? And it's like, say it doesn't work, you know, but you do everything you can. You still have instilled something in them and you still got to have some kind of stipulations and some kind of structure in your home to where this is just what it's going to be. And I am the authoritative. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like I'm saying, like as we raising these kids, we need to be trying to figure out how we gonna make them better.
Yeah.
How right. we gonna like make them better? How we gonna let them see the world?
But you say like, structure.
It, yeah, and it starts with little shit like shutting the fuck up when I tell you something. So yes. like just like right. we all gonna have to work a job. Everybody in this room has worked a job before. You're mm-hmm. gonna go to a job and you're not gonna like something that they say or do, but you're gonna have to shut the fuck up and listen if you want your job and want your check.
Yeah.
Just like in this house, if you want to continue to live in this house, shut the fuck up and listen to what I say. And it's just about having structure. And not only that, just a respect for the elders. You know what I'm saying? Having respect for your peers. Call, you know?
And even if I knew the teacher was lying or somebody's lying on me, my mama don't want to hear no. I remember my teacher called one day and was just like, you know, he's just not being himself. He's talking mm-hmm. back. He's whoop-de-whoop. I'm in the background like, man, I ain't whoop-de-whoop. The first thing she said when she was like, let me talk to him real quick. Right. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't give a
exactly.
fuck if she's wrong or right. You ain't no, you a child. But that's the, you like you said, it's the soft place. Era, man. Like, the number one thing that we need to stop doing. And one thing I agree with, though, is finding a common ground to have a friendship with mm-hmm. your... But, like, that's when it comes that age, that 13, 14, when the mama can grab the daughter and say, listen, this is for real. Mm-hmm. This ain't nothing I ever taught you. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is real life out here. So, right. if I'm talking to my son, which I say all the time, like, this ain't no secret. Like, my son, I told him, like, bro, that porn shit, bro, is... For the birds, bro.
Yeah.
Like you about to be 13. You feel me? I feel you. But at the same time, bro, it's more things you could be doing with your time and with your life than worried about exactly. things. We grew up too fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, especially us. We grew up you know what I'm
way too fast. That's why we just sit, drink, and do what we do to get our bread. But it's like, we grew up too fast. There's nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Mama said it. You're gonna be bored when you grow up. You want a tattoo right now? You want your ears pierced? I'm like, man. Mm-hmm. But now I just sit back and be like, damn. Like,
and if you let, that's what I'm saying. If you let kids just do what the fuck they want to do when they get older, they're gonna do what the fuck they want to do.
Structure.
But guess what's gonna happen when you get into the real world and you do what mm-hmm. you want to do? Come yep. on, watch out.
Two, mm-hmm. what they say? Saying? There's two ways, hell or jail.
So why would I mm-hmm. not? As a father and as a man, why would I not be trying to instill this in you exactly. as at an early age? And not only that, hold you accountable at an early
yeah.
age.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my son just came home last week, lied to me about some bullshit. Yeah. And I asked him 3 times. But once you lied to me, I'm going to tell you, no, I know you're not lying. Make you tell me the truth. And now there's going to be consequences that come with right. this. And this ain't got nothing to do with just in my home. You get out in the world and you do some bullshit, you lie, mm. or you fuck around and... then you have to tell the truth. It's going to be some consequences that yeah. come with that.
There's always this somebody is, you got
to
deal with.
That's what I'm saying. It's mm-hmm. deeper than you, man. And me trying to raise my son is deeper than you too, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Real
so
talk.
It's like, you feel me? I'm trying to raise a man. I'm trying to raise you better than me. You know
Real
what I'm
talk.
Saying? I'm trying to give you what I didn't have. I ain't had no daddy to tell me this is right, this is wrong. This is how you got to look at shit mm-hmm. and check me. You know what I'm saying? Grab me up, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need, man.
Yeah.
Because these kids going to get out here, get on some bullshit, and get into the wrong situations with the wrong people, and then it's going to be too late by then, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
I tell my son all the time, bro, it's the balls in your court, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you need to take heed, bro. I, you know what I'm saying? Like, but just to lighten the mood
mm-hmm.
before we get out of here.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoyed yourself,
man,
first
of all.
Man,
we had a good time, man. You feel me?
You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But what do you have next with the music and the brand, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them about the clothing line,
what's the
line
come,
too.
Man? What's the
okay,
come,
man? So, you know, still winning the pearl, man. We gonna get back into it, man. I need to talk to the guys, man. Shout out to my boy Big Damo, man. You know, he
I thought really, he was coming with you.
Man, it's been a long day, you know what I'm saying? But shout out my boy Big Damo, man. It's his department, man. It's all him, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we gonna get some stuff going, man. You know, with the Still Winning Pearl, www.stillwinningthepearl.com. As far as the music, man, we dropping my last little tape, man. You know, I'm gonna hang the cleats up after this last one, man. But I love to do it, you know what I'm saying? So be looking out for us, you know, in February. February with that, man.
You got any good features on there?
Oh, man, we got features with Payroll, Giovanni.
Oh, man, we got to tap
Big Keys from Doughboys Cash Out.
Yeah. You going out with a bang?
Man, going out with a bang, man. We got a One Take Timmy, man. Shout out One Take, man. You know, he's next to blow, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Man, all kind of stuff, man. All kind of situations. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, www.stillwinningkitchen.com. You know, you can find me there. You know, we got the all the catering, private dinners, traveling chef services, meal prep with meals. You know, everything there. So, everything under the Still Winning umbrella, man. We got it coming 2024, man. Most definitely.
But I'm gonna ask you this: who would you like to see on here? But you got to be able to make a call or text and get them on here. Like, who would you like to see? But you got to help us get them on here.
I'm going to keep it real, man. Honestly, my boy K. Walker. Shout out to Kenneth Walker. That's Breonna Taylor's boyfriend.
That's my boy, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd like to get him on there.
He actually said he was going to come on when he gets some time.
Did he? Okay, yeah, man.
He just always working when he comes in the
plus
city.
Yeah, plus he live out the city. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Definitely him.
We need to get Take on here, man.
Yeah, man, I can make a call for you, man. Holler at Take, man. You know, because I'm going to tell you, he's next to blow, man. Y'all need to go ahead and grab him before. Take, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, One Take, man. He's really good at what he does, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody like Bella Ray, who's like used to this type shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, and not only that shit, y'all need to go down there with them. You
facts.
Feel me? Yeah. I need to holler at them, get y'all down there. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got some good stuff going, man. And you know,
appreciate that,
this
bro.
Is where y'all really need to be, you know, elevated. And not only that, we need to work together. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So
that's what I was gonna say, man. Whenever you ever got something going on, bro, I don't care if it's a trip coming up or a new dish, man. You come holler at us because this is what we do. We really just sit down and tap in with people we find intriguing, man.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, I'll quit it.
Man, top three easily, bro. I'm telling you, it's a hell of a conversation.
I knew it was going to be, man, because I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Mm-hmm. Everybody we be trying to bring on, bro, if we don't know them, we got a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Their online presence as well. But like I told bro, a couple months ago, like, you feel me, bro, it's going to be a great conversation because he's just a different type of dude.
Yeah, like I said, it's all out there. And this is just my thoughts, man. Like, some people might look at these interviews, look at some of the shit I say, man, that nigga crazy as hell. But it's just what I think and opinions. I like assholes. We all got them. You feel me? So it is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. You feel me?
Yes,
so
sir.
We got the Big and Lazy Podcast. You got to give us something big, something good to eat, and Lazy, something good to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you got to turn us on, though.
Yeah. You got to turn us on or something?
You.
As far as what?
Like something big, something good to eat, Lazy, something good to watch. Watching the good eat.
Man, shit, something good to eat, man. I'm going to tell you, first of all, my favorite dish to make is the pasta. Yeah. So, of course, my favorite dish to eat is the pasta.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say, man. Have y'all been to Martini's?
No. Mm-hmm.
Martini's out in the summer. They have the best pasta in the city.
Yes, sir.
Yes, right in the
Martini's.
Summer.
Martini's. I'm going to have to write that down.
Yes.
I know you're talking about. I used to deliver liquor there. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Martini's. Mm-hmm. And something good to watch, man. I ain't going to hold you, man. Of course, y'all already know about Gillian Wallow and Shannon Sharp, man.
Yes.
But I've been on their interviews real tough. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I've been on their interviews real tough, man. So
that's who inspired us, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most
definitely. Love Wallow.
You know, yeah, so. Hey, that's just what I got for you, man. You know?
We appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you. Just like that.
It's another one, man. We out, man.
Big and Lazy.
That's right. Can't cast, I ain't buzz. Too many niggas running straight, getting killed by them slugs. You gon' run away from the street, but you gon' always be a thug. You gon' favor what you love. Love for the money get you hooked like a drug. You ain't never met them niggas, and them niggas hold a grudge. That shit. Yeah, for the birds, I'm taking flight like a dove. Hey, turn to the plug. You gon' favor what you love. Hey, love for the money get you hooked like a dove. Paint a picture while a nigga on this cold thing. Cracking up the paper, I need no sleep. Don't lose my young nigga running up. Focus on that bag, and you my favorite to my nose, please. Ask me why I reckon you the police. This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.